This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder, and it is 37 minutes past the hour. Our next guests in the studio today are Robert Barr and Peggy Cowan, who are here representing Juno Public Libraries and the League of Women Voters. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
We're happy to be here. Thank you. We're excited.
Yeah. So you are putting on the annual event, which trains people how to run for public office. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So this is our fifth year running that we've been doing this. Every summer we get together. It's the libraries and the League of Women Voters and the clerk's office and the school district to basically put on this half-day workshop. It's always on a Saturday where we talk a lot about how to run for public office. We have four panels. We invite experts into the room, current and previous assembly members, current and previous school board members, and other folks that know a lot about this sort of thing, and just run through what it looks like to be an elected official. So we focus on the local level, so on the assembly, on the school board, and on the bodies that support them too. And we really just need folks in the community to run. It's a big commitment. It's a big job, but it can only be filled by all of us that live here. Mm-hmm. And so we look for those people to bring them and teach them a little bit about what it looks like so they can decide if they want to do it or not.
So you've been doing this for many years. Have you noticed a change in either the number of people who come to these workshops over the years or the profile of the people who are coming?
Well, I'd say that most years we see about 30, give or take, 10 people in the room coming to the workshop. That's been pretty consistent from year to year. When I think about it, when I think about our current assembly, four of the members that are currently assembly members have been through our workshop. So that's something. The school board?
The most recent. Actually, one thing I did check out, I've only been working on it a couple of years. In the last election, everyone that got elected between school boards and assembly had been to one of our workshops. But it's also not only for candidates. We often have people who come who are helping candidates. So a lot of times candidates, have a whole team of people. Sometimes, especially for local, it's just a single person. But we have both the people who want to be candidates and then their helpers, campaign assistants, mm-hmm. Who also attend.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense because anybody who's running for office knows that it has to be a full team effort.
You absolutely need support. I've seen people attend this that are wanting to encourage someone else to run, and like their candidate doesn't even come, but they come so that they can like get equipped to encourage someone else to go. So that's a thing too.
Yeah. So what are the kind of the key things if someone comes to you, they might be interested? What are some of the key things you might tell them sort of that they need to be thinking about to make that decision?
The workshop works on that. One of the things that is provided in the workshop is what's called the jobs of assembly and school board members. So we have current school board members, current assembly members, as well as the district superintendent and city manager or deputy city manager talk about the job. So again, as you're running for office, it's all about the logistics and the running. But before you decide to run, you need to sort of do backwards thinking and thinking about the job, what the job entails, and are you interested in that job? Do you have the time to commit? It's much more flexible than it used to be because both bodies allow distance participation, but it is a time commitment and you want to be a conscientious elected official. The League of Women Voters is involved because again, the League of Women Voters promotes democracy and voting and participation in the public process. And as Robert said, it's all about making sure that we do have candidates and that it's not just people whose family have run for office in the past or, have other experiences mm-hmm. that if people are interested in serving, because it's about the serving, that the workshop prepares them. But then the other thing, though, that we do besides the jobs is then the legal requirements, because there are legal requirements that you don't want to cross from the Alaska Public Offices Commission, especially around how you handle money and things like that. And so we have besides having the officials from APOC who are in charge of that, we also have past campaign treasurers or whatever to talk about their experience on that. And anyway, so those kind of things.
Yeah. So if we talk specifically about the day, as I understand it, it's been organized into there's going to be four panels addressing all aspects of running, what you need to think about in making the decision, how do you campaign, what are the legal things that you need to know, as you just said, Peggy, and how do you even like decide like, okay, this is for me. So four different panels, you've got different elected officials who are going to be presenting.
Yep, current and past, and they're all in panel format. So there's a moderator for each panel, and then on the panels themselves are, as you said, the elected officials or past elected officials or like the executives, you know, the city manager and the school board president and or their designees. And there's plenty of time for Q&A in the panels too. Each panelist has a set amount of time to sort of share what they think are the most valuable points. And often those points make people think about, oh, well, what about this and what about that? And so we usually have a pretty lively discussion. And, you know, I'll add that it's really it's not a high pressure environment, right? So we certainly want people to come who are interested in running and who are interested in helping people run, but we see it as a positive outcome if people come and come away from it thinking, well, gosh, I had no idea that this is what it entailed. You know, just that educational aspect of learning more about how local government works is good for us. That's enough for us.
That's helpful. So yeah. You don't feel like you have to commit to running just because you sat in on the session.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's really sort of an exploratory thing. And we have other people who aren't elected officials. For instance, the one about campaigning, we have people from the Division of Elections, the city clerk and deputy city clerk, you know, to talk about the nitty-gritty, the logistics, you know, how do you do your paperwork? How do you sign up if you want to run? How do you do it? And then also some former campaign managers. So some elections have campaign managers, and we have people who have worked in that role so they can give some more insights from that.
Okay, terrific. Yeah. So the event's coming up on June 15th.
It is.
9 a.m. to 1:30 at the Assembly Chambers. Do people need to register in advance or can they show up that day?
No, this is – in the past, the League of Women Voters has registered people. We're trying this year without registration, so we're getting the word out there. Thank you for having us. And but just come and show up at that time, 9 o'clock on Saturday the 15th. And the other thing that I wanted to point out is that when you leave, you come with an amazing notebook, a toolkit that you'll take home with you that you can learn from and have as a resource.
Okay, terrific. Anything else we missed?
You know, one other thing I'll add is that both the Assembly and the School Board have a variety of ways – a variety of other like committees and task forces and commissions and things that support them that are all also need the public to participate in. And so if you're interested in serving on a site, learning more about a site council or learning more about how to serve on an assembly board or commission, that can often be the first step into, you know, later running, although plenty of people just go ahead and go straight for it and decide they want to, you know, go to be an assembly member or a school board member. But that is something that is also needed in our community. So if, you know, you're out there listening and thinking, gosh, you know, that assembly or school board, that's just a big step. There are kind of in-between steps that you can take if that's of interest.
Okay. And we cover those in the workshop.
We do.
Okay. Well, this is a real service you are doing for our community and making these workshops available so we can hopefully get lots of people from lots of different viewpoints and perspectives running for office and you know, makes us a better town that way, the more civic involvement we have. If people want to get more information about this online, where should they go?
So they should go to the League's website. So the League of Women Voters of Juneau, their website is junolwv.org.
Okay, Robert Barr and Peggy Cowan, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your time, and thanks for your work in putting this workshop together.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.